You've probably heard the quote from Mark Twain, "The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why." In this podcast, I try to help you find the latter and talk about why this is so important for your business. Stay tuned. You're listening to episode number 9 of the Social Media Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my purpose to help you grow your revenue and increase your online presence with tangible and inexpensive online marketing tips. I'm recording this podcast much later than usual simply because we lost electricity, and it was one of those situations where out of the entire neighborhood, maybe 15 homes were affected, and of course, our house was one of them, and we didn't know how long it would be out for. And so we just kind of kept doing our normal thing, kept on using our phones, kept on using all the juice in our computers, and we didn't know that we would be out of power for 36 hours. And man, you don't realize how much you rely on electricity until you don't have it. Just all of the habits of going into a room and trying to flip on the light or just wanting to turn on the TV. It was just so painful to not have electricity. So I'm happy that we're back to normal. Power is back on. I'm able to record my podcast. And I'm so excited to get into this topic because it is something that I am really passionate about. And it's just so important when it comes to business. I want to veer you in the right direction to think about your why and how it relates to your business. Now, there's many reasons why people choose to become an entrepreneur. For example, maybe they want more creative independence, or maybe they want more personal fulfillment. They want to feel like they're doing something important to them on a day-to-day basis. Or maybe they just want more financial autonomy. Do you notice what all of these have in common? Freedom. And freedom can be seen in many different senses when you're an entrepreneur. For example, you don't have to be told that your brain turns on at 9 a.m. and then it takes a break between noon and 1 p.m. and then it shuts off at 5 p.m. In other words, you get to set your own hours as an entrepreneur. Or maybe you like the idea of being able to make a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day without needing to call in a substitute. Or maybe there are just some crazy changes that you have in mind that you know could really benefit your business, but you don't want to have to jump through bureaucratic hoops. Now, all of these are motivations to become an entrepreneur, but what's going to keep you motivated and keep you going when times get tough is determining your why. Now, you might immediately think of money, and I can see that this is a good motivator, but it shouldn't be your why. I understand and agree with the idea that money can afford you a more comfortable lifestyle, and it can even ease some stress, but at some point, money is not going to be enough for you. You also might think, well, I'm doing this for my family. Okay, sure, that's a good start for a why. But be more specific. What is it about your family that you want to do this? Is it because you want to be able to drop your kids off and pick them up from school and even go on field trips or maybe even be the room parent while you're still providing an income for your family? Or is it because you want to offer them more experiences with your income? What is it about your family or money that is your why? So I'm going to lead you through some steps to find your why. The first thing I want you to think about is, what is your passion? What do you love doing? In this day and age, it is so common to build your own job or build a business around your passion. You no longer are confined to these cookie cutter job descriptions and hope that you find something that you like about it. So many of you know that I grew up playing volleyball and I absolutely love the sport. And two of the girls that I played with pursued this as their passion. One of them is now coaching at the collegiate level. So she's able to raise a family and make a full-time income doing what she loves, coaching volleyball. And then another one actually started her own competitive junior club, which means that she's able to have many teams under her management. And it sounds like a pretty fun job to be able to make a living being on a volleyball court instead of in a cubicle. So number one, figure out your passion. talk about what you love to do. My second tip for finding your why is to talk to friends and family who you know will be honest with you and ask them a few questions. Ask them what they know you for. Ask them what they trust your opinion on. Ask them what they believe your strengths are. Now, I'll give you an example. My husband is one of the smartest people I know, and he did not pay me to say that. In fact, I don't think he even knows I'm talking about him on here, so that will be a pleasant surprise for him. And something that he's known for is knowing every single sports fact. In fact, I always tell him that he has so much useless knowledge when it comes to sports, but it's what he's known for around his office. And so people will come to him asking him questions, and my dad will just kind of quiz him every now and then about something that happened in like 1972, and my husband somehow has the correct answer. And it makes for really good conversation when he's out with clients or when we're at other sport games, that he can just start a conversation and people enjoy that because he's very educated and people like to have a really educated conversation about their passions. By the way, my husband does work in sports, so his passion is playing off very well in that aspect. But talk to people who you know will be honest with you and ask them what your strengths are. Ask them what they trust you on. That was tip number two. My third recommendation is to think about past experiences that made you feel so happy or fulfilled. And this can actually be part of your story for your new job or for your new business. For example, a few years ago, I got married and I loved every single part of wedding planning. I loved all of the details. I love all of the taste testing. I loved getting to try on wedding dresses. I loved being around family and all of the celebrations around it. I just loved every part of wedding planning. And at the time that I got married, a few of my really good friends were also getting married. And I remember after the fact, we were all talking about wedding planning, and one of them said, "Aren't you guys just so happy we will never have to do that again?" And I remember thinking, no, I really enjoyed it and I kind of missed it. So not long after, I decided that this is something that I really want to do, and I became an event planner, and I loved every single minute of it because I got to relive those memories and I got to help people plan the most important days of their life. So that was really exciting for me. But it made me think about, what exactly did I love about that? And why did I want to pursue something that was so important to me? Well, I knew that it could be also very important to other people. And a lot of people stress out about such a big day like that and don't want to deal with the logistics. So that was my why at the time. And I found that because it was my own personal experience that brought me a lot of fulfillment. Another way to find your why is to think about what you would do if money were no object. Now, obviously, this is much easier said than done, but think about what you love to do and what you'd want to do if money and time were not a problem. One practice that I frequently exercise is thinking about what I would do if I won the lotto. And the reason why I do this is because it makes me realign my values. And it makes me look at, what am I doing now and what do I really want to be doing and how can I bridge those two? Or what do I always want to do and am I already doing that? So that's kind of fun to see. I remember being on Pinterest once and seeing, maybe it was a shirt or like a poster that said like that really common quote of, if you love what you do, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And then it was something like, well, I love drinking wine and being on Pinterest. Well, guess what, girlfriend? There's something called affiliate marketing. And if you build your brand, then you can get paid to drink wine and be on Pinterest. So there's also a job for that. So think about what you would do if your paycheck or if your financial stress was not an issue. What would you want to be doing every day? What would bring you that sense of fulfillment? What would bring you that creative independence? What would bring you that passion and that drive every single day? Once you have found your why, share it. It will commit you to your business. In other words, it will give you social accountability. So when someone asks you, what do you do? You're not flustering and saying, oh, I just kind of do this thing on the side, nothing big. Instead, you are saying, I'm an event planner and I absolutely love it because I get to be part of the most important day of people's lives. So once you are passionate about something, you talk about it constantly. You want to express it. And all of your decisions and thoughts are driven to fulfill that purpose. On a similar note, once you know what your why is, you're able to focus on only what matters. So you won't be wasting time on things that don't matter, or worse yet, things that are completely counterproductive to fulfilling your purpose. When you know yourself, people find trust in you. For example, let's say that you have determined that your purpose and your why is to find healthy, gluten-free options for kids across America in public schools cafeterias. I just made that up. I don't really know where that came from. I think I've been watching a lot of Top Chef Junior, and there's this one cute contestant who has celiac disease, and you can tell that it's just such a challenge for her. Anyway, I digress. So let's say that you are known as the chef who is very passionate about finding gluten-free options for kids across America. So now people are going to start trusting you because they know that you're the type of person who's going to do all of your research and is just so passionate about this that they are going to trust your process and trust that you are now an expert in that field. In conclusion, to find your why, I encourage you to think about your passions. I encourage you to talk to family and friends who you know will be honest with you and talk about your strengths and what you're known for. Think about past experiences that you really enjoyed and had a lot of fulfillment doing. And think about what you would do if money was not an object. Just as this episode started with a quote, I'm going to end it with a quote. And this time it's by Howard Thurman, who is a civil rights leader. And he said, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, happy finding your why.